Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll be speaking to Ezra B. Ogut about her book, Money Does Grow on Trees, The Myths We Create and Live By. Ezra is a money expert. We're going to talk about the 9 steps to becoming wealthy, doing this or that to make yourself rich, cultivating your prosperity consciousness, seeing how you are the one setting up your own limitations. Ezra Ogut will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Money Does Grow on Trees is her book, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also, don't forget to ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you just want to make a difference in the world while you're making some money. Call 866-735-2470 and ask about the Longevity Business Opportunity. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, Ezra Ogut, Ezra B. Ogut, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Money Does Grow on Trees is her book, and we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010, in our next segment. I want to continue talking about Lucifer, that is, Lucifer, the light bearer in terms of elements, and that's phosphorus. Phosphorus, the light bearer. Phosphorus is an electromagnetic, one of the most electromagnetic, or as we say, electronegative elements on the periodic table. It's one of the major elements in the body, along with carbon and hydrogen and nitrogen and oxygen and phosphorus, or I'm sorry, and sulfur, the CHNOPS elements. The average human carries around 2 to 3 pounds of sulfur in their bodies. It's always attached to something. Phosphorus is very, very reactive stuff. You're never going to find phosphorus in the body by itself. It's super, super reactive. Typically, it's attached to an oxygen. We call that a phosphate, and perhaps phosphate is the most energetically important molecule in the body. It's a part of the so-called energy currency molecule, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And it's really cool how energy is shuttled around in the body. It's kind of trapped in these bonds. They call them bonds, but really they're just electromagnetic connections. There's no real bond happening. That's kind of a metaphor. These electromagnetic connections store energy. Think of two magnets that don't want to go together, right? You know how you push two magnets together and they don't want to go together? But if you force them with a lot of power, you can kind of force them together. And then if you can imagine that force or that power being removed, you can sort of picture how those two magnets will kind of fly apart from each other. That flying apart tells you that there's energy trapped between those magnets. You push two magnets together. They don't want to go together, but you force them together. And then you remove the force, and the magnets will fly apart. The reason they fly apart is because there's energy between those two magnets. Well, that is how a bond works. It's like two magnets that are being pushed together, and that energy that is forced, or that's the result of the force between those two magnets that are pushed together, can be used, can be harnessed. That's how biology works. That's how biochemistry works. And that's how ATP works. These phosphate bonds, these phosphates that are attached to adenosine triphosphate, means there's three of them, store lots and lots of energy. One little phosphate bond stores an amazing amount of energy. When the body needs that energy, it releases the force, and that energy flies out just like two magnets that have been forced together fly out when you remove the force. Except in the human body, that energy doesn't just fly out. It's actually harnessed, and it's channeled into biochemistry. And I know that might be a little tricky, but if you can understand that, you can understand how the body works. You can understand how cells work. You can understand all of chemistry and biochemistry, how all of it works. And phosphate via phosphorus is largely responsible for all that energy. In fact, it is responsible for all of that energy. There's no free phosphorus, but there's phosphorus that's attached to things. Phosphorus has an ability to attract things. One of the most important things that phosphorus attracts is calcium. The electromagnetics of phosphorus match up perfectly with calcium, kind of like a positive pole of a magnet likes to hook up with a negative pole of a magnet. If you push two positive poles of a magnet together, they don't want to go together. You can force them together, but they don't want to go together. But the positive pole, that automatically goes to the negative pole. And that's exactly the relationship between phosphorus and calcium, i.e. calcium phosphate. Calcium is super important for the skeletal system and for the teeth and for the hard tissues of the body. Calcium likes to donate electrical energy, likes to give away electrical energy. Phosphorus likes to take electrical energy. It's a perfect couple. They're a perfect pair. Phosphorus likes to take. Calcium likes to give. They match perfectly. This combination creates something called calcium phosphate, and represents a perfect marriage of these two elements, calcium, which is giving, and phosphorus, which is taking. And this calcium phosphate forms a critical part of bones and teeth. And calcium phosphate is the mineral that gives the bones and the teeth their hardness. Sometimes we hear people say calcium hydroxyapatite. You may have heard that term or seen that term. Calcium hydroxyapatite is a form of calcium phosphate. It's a stable form of calcium phosphate, very stable form. Calcium phosphate is pretty stable. But calcium hydroxyapatite has a, without getting too much into the electronics of it, it has a certain electrical nature that makes it super, super stable. Because the relationship between calcium phosphate is an electrical and a magnetic relationship, and it depends on a connection between the electronics of calcium and the electronics of phosphate, this connection is sensitive to changes in the electronics of the environment. The electronics of the environment can support or interfere with this electrical connection between calcium and phosphorus, and this plays a major role in how healthy we're going to be. And there's lots of free electrical energy in the fluids that are surrounding this calcium phosphate marriage, this calcium phosphate couple. The link can be loosened. Calcium phosphate are bonded electromagnetically, but when there's lots of free electrical energy surrounding this calcium phosphate, the link can be loosened. The calcium and the phosphorus can break apart from each other. We call that demineralization. It's basically calcium phosphate dissolving. When the electronics, I'm going to say that again because it's so important, when the electronics around the calcium phosphate, let's just take the bones for example, or the teeth, when the electronics around the bones and the teeth are such that they can interfere with the relationship between calcium and phosphate, they break apart, and we call that demineralization. That's what osteoporosis is partially about, and that's what cavities are partially about. The manifestation of free electrical energy in fluids is what we mean when we say pH and acidity. pH and acidity are really electrical phenomena. and pH and acidity are the major causes of demineralization. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. We'll continue on the Bright Side right after this.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got 4 major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We have all our lines open for you if you want to get on board. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business or health challenges that you need help with or something that's in the news, 844-236-6010 is our number. We will talk to Esra Bangugolu Oguç. She's a Turkish woman.
She's written a book called Money Does Grow on Trees. My mom used to always tell me, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, according to Astra, money does grow on trees. The Myths We Create and Live By. It's a book about cultivating your prosperity consciousness. It's all about consciousness, people. Health is about consciousness. And I know I talk about chemistry all the time. And I love chemistry. I'm a chemistry geek. I'm fascinated with chemistry. I'm fascinated with physics. And I imagine you guys are fascinated with chemistry and ingredients and physics. And that's why you're listening to this program, at least partially. But it's all about consciousness. There's a really cool YouTube video by a guy named David Lynch, who's a famous director. He directed Mulholland Drive. It was one of his movies. He's just a famous director. He's also a big transcendental meditation practitioner and proponent. TM is an amazing way to enter into the world of meditation. And I'm telling you, if you want to do one thing to stay healthy and happy in your life, start meditating. Yes, I love chemistry, but meditation is way more important than any nutritional supplements you could take. Aside from if you're completely malnourished and have zero amounts of nutrients, of course you need to have the basics. But above and beyond the basics, there is nothing more important than a good meditation practice if you are feeling less than 100% healthy. If you're feeling less than 100% physically healthy or mentally healthy or emotionally healthy, start yourself a meditation practice. Anyway, TM, David Lynch talks about transcendental meditation, which is a form of meditation. It's kind of a guided, they teach you meditation practices. It's not the only way to meditate, certainly, but it's kind of handy. He has a video where he talks about consciousness. He says, if you have a golf ball-sized consciousness, he's a funny way of talking, you will see the world with golf ball size vision. We have to expand our consciousness. We have to learn to see bigger things. The book Money Does Grow on Trees, Money Does Grow on Trees by Esther Ogood is about prosperity consciousness. Seeing how you are the one setting up your own limitations. Seeing how we set up our boundaries. There's a Deepak Chopra tells a story about how elephants, huge, huge elephants can be tied to tiny little stakes in the ground, which they can obviously pull out with no problem. But because they are trained, they are conditioned when they're baby elephants, when they cannot pull the stake out of the ground, when they're conditioned when they're babies to not try to pull the stake out of the ground, when they get big and strong, they don't bother. If you put flies in a jar, you put a top on the jar, flies try to get out of the jar, they keep bouncing up against the top. After a while, they don't bother anymore. You can take the top off the jar, the flies won't even try to get out of the jar. Can anybody relate to this? It's a metaphor. It's how we live our lives. We think there's a top on our jar. We live our lives like there's a top on our jar. That's called learned helplessness. And the power structure, the culture, wants us to learn to be helpless. The medical model, not individual doctors, I know I say it all the time, I have to keep repeating it. It's not about individual doctors who are good people. By and large, they're just there to alleviate suffering and they mean well. The medical model, however, the pharmacomedical model that makes the drugs and profits off the drugs, the doctors don't profit off the drugs, the doctors don't profit off the vaccines, the doctors don't profit off the surgeries, the doctors don't profit off of all of the medical strategies. The medical model that profits off it wants us to be helpless. It wants us to feel like life is out of control, like our health is out of control, like the virus will get you. And the only way to protect yourself from the virus is to stick some kind of genetic modification into your bloodstream through a vaccination. If you're watching the news to get information about the world, you are being, your strings are being pulled like a puppet master pulls the strings of a puppet. If you're watching the news to get information about health, if you're watching the news to get information about the world, if you're watching the news to get information about anything, you're being manipulated. Watch the news like it's entertainment. Watch the news like it's a soap opera. Watch the news like it's a movie. But don't watch the news to learn about how the world works. Money Does Grow on Trees talks about finding the inner power to choose out of an old reality and into the new. It's about inner power always, 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 always. The outside world is a manifestation of the inside world. What is in your life is a mirror, and trying to change your world by changing what's on the outside is like trying to put lipstick on the mirror. This is how we want to look at our reality, whether it's our health reality, our financial reality, our relationship reality, our job reality, how we show up in the world. If you try to change it on the outside without working on the inside, you are in effect trying to change the reflection in the mirror. It doesn't work. And this accounts for a massive amount of frustration. Power is an inside job. Health is an inside job. Wealth is an inside job. Life is an inside job. This is what meditation is really all about. And for people who say, oh, I walk, I take walks, and I meditate when I walk. No. Meditation is about going inside and seeing how your thoughts are produced and seeing how your reality is created from the inside. That's why there's so many different forms of meditation, because they're all ways to get inside. They're all routes to get inside, but they all do the same thing, and that is they take us inside. Think about how much of our lives is ruled by our thoughts. And we don't even know what our thoughts are. We don't even know where thoughts come from. We don't even know how our thoughts are produced. We don't even know what a thought is. Yet think about how much of our lives are run by these things, and we've never examined them. We've never bothered to examine what a thought is, yet our thoughts will kill us, literally. I had a friend, beautiful gal. She was depressed. She went into her car, and she shot herself. Why? Because a thought told her to. Think about all the horrible things that go on in our world because a thought tells us to do things, and we don't even know what a thought is. We're run by forces that we have no idea we're being run by. And it's critical that we begin to examine these forces that are in charge of how we live our lives and in charge of how our lives show up. Anyway, Esra Ogut will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk money, money and consciousness. Money does grow on trees. Real quick, from Medscape, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got about a minute, so you got to get on board quick if you want to. This is from Medscape today. Treating sleep apnea lowers MI, that's myocardial infarction, and stroke risk, heart disease, basically. Treating sleep apnea will lower heart disease or heart attack risk and stroke risk. God forbid anybody should get a stroke. That's way worse than death. It can be way worse than death, having a stroke. And guess what? You treat sleep apnea and you protect your heart. Why is that? Oxygen, O2, making sure you're respirating throughout the day, and of course making sure you're respirating at night is critical. What's the number one cause of sleep apnea? Obesity and dysglycemia. Second point on the triangle of disease. If you have sleep apnea, if you know somebody who has sleep apnea, treat it as metabolic syndrome. That is, treat it as a blood sugar issue, as dysglycemia, as messed up blood sugar. If you have sleep apnea, you're at higher risk for a lot of other things, include a lot of health challenges, including heart disease. Use your chromium vanadium, sweeties. Go on the ketogenic diet. Make sure you're taking the B complex, particularly niacin, which is incredibly valuable for helping stabilize blood sugar. And don't forget your selenium, which is important for the production of insulin. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844, I'm sorry, take that back. Esra Ogut will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Money Does Grow on Trees. You're listening to The Bright Side.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressman Dr. Ronny Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting is underway across the country after the 2020 census. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79.
Look, Herb, did you know that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex?
I do everything on the basis of
sex. Ooh, Mr. Macho.
You know, Venus, I'm not real sure I know exactly what macho is, but whatever it is, I'm it.
Family members said Bonner passed away peacefully Wednesday amid a battle with Lewy body dementia. The cover of the next John Madden football video game will feature two players. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players.
A little voodoo goes with the cover honor. The Madden Curse, also known as the Madden Cover Jinx, states that the season a player appears on the cover, that player will be cursed with either an injury or poor performance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We have a search engine as well as 11 years of archived information. Daily programs all set up for you at brightsideben.com for your enjoyment and perusal. You can also use the search engine if you miss a program or you want to review a topic, brightsideben.com. We also have the longevity products up at brightsideben.com as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. We just posted three new videos at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find the longevity products on all our sites as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, the ever-growing billion-dollar nutritional supplement business as people become more and more hip to the power of nutrition. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live person about the business opportunity and the longevity products. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including accelerated aging and wrinkles and thinning skin, as well as the prevention of post-surgical scarring, post-surgical traumas, healing post-surgical traumas. You can find our Truth Skin Health products all up at truthtreatments.com and take a look at our truthreviewed.com site to read up on 2,000 four- and five-star reviews and find out what everybody's talking about by purchasing our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am excited to talk to our guest today. I hope I don't ruin her name here or butcher her name, Esra Bongu Oglu Ogu. Bongu Oglu Ogu. That's a very pretty name, Esra. Esra is a yogini and an author and a life coach. Her book is Money Does Grow on Trees, contrary to what my mom told me. Money does not grow on trees. It's a book about cultivating consciousness of prosperity. And as we talk about on the Bright Side moments ago, as we talk about all the time, it is all about consciousness. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Esra. I'm just going to say Esra B. Ogut, although Bongu Oglu is quite a pretty name there. Esra, good morning.
Hello, Ben. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Are you in Istanbul?
I am actually in the southern part of Turkey called Bodrum.
Oh, very
nice. And I
must
congratulate you. You did a great job pronouncing my name. I cannot believe it because even Turks have a hard time pronouncing it correctly, so...
It's so pretty. Bongu Oglu. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, well, Bongu Oglu. Yeah, it's very close.
I love it. I love it. So you are a yogini in California, but you're Turkish, and you're in Turkey now?
Actually, I live in Hawaii, but I am in Turkey right now visiting family and just about to move to Los Angeles.
Okay, very cool, very cool. So you wrote a book about money, and I definitely want to get into that, but I love talking about this idea of consciousness, and we talk about health in this program a lot, but I like to tell people health is an inside job. Wealth is also an inside job. So tell us about your background in consciousness, and I imagine you've got a meditation practice, and tell us how you woke up, if you will, if you would say that you woke up.
Sure. I mean, you know, I don't want to call it waking up.
Yeah, I get that.
Different, you know, increments and levels of, you know, waking up. And I don't even, you know, necessarily think that's always the point. I think we're here to have a human experience. In the inside, we are actually already woken up, although we might not remember. And when we are not remembering, that's actually for a purpose too. So my background is, yes, I did have a very kind of intense yoga, Kundalini yoga practice. I saw the transformations it created in my life and I got super excited. So at one point I decided to bring the Kundalini yoga to Turkey, which didn't exist at that time in my country. So that was a, you know, great journey to take. But in a way, a big jump in my consciousness happened when I met my mentor and life coach, Daryl Rutherford, in 2004. Around the same time I met my love. It was a great year, 2004. And I was always experiencing money problems like throughout my life. It was always hard to pay rent. And, you know, being a Turkish person in America trying to make it, at the beginning being a student and not really having the ability to work, but then not having the money, but then not being able to do, you know, kind of take any job. You know, you had to just, like, take whatever job you could get. It was quite a struggle, but at one point I realized that, you know, this whole pattern and struggle with money has, you know, been with me ever since I was very young. And not that my parents were, like, super wealthy, but they were not, like, you know, they were, like, let's say above average, but even with them, I had a hard time ever, like, getting an allowance, you know. So it was always an issue. And there was a point in time, and we actually, in our teachings with my husband, we're transformational coaches at the moment for some time now. A little while after I, you know, met him, I realized, you know what, if we decided to even have a family, it's going to be a challenge for me materially to be able to make it happen. And I did what we call in our teachings a being choice. I decided at one point, I'm like, you know what? I am so done with struggling. No longer be my life.
You hit bottom, kind of.
I hit bottom. I hit, like, I got sick of hitting the same wall. And that's one way in which, you know, there's, like, a graceful way to go beyond our limitations. And then there is, like, a rock bottom situation where if we hit the same wall too many times, we might just think of choosing out of it. And that's what happened. I said, you know, I am going to belong to abundance. Abundance is my birthright also. And shortly after, and when we make that kind of a being choice, and it doesn't have to just be about prosperity. It could be about, you know, finding the love of our lives. It's about
addiction, being addicted.
Anything at all. It could be about addiction. It could be about deciding to get healthy. When we make a choice with all of our being, not just with our mind, and we decide clearly what it is we want to belong to, then all kinds of doors in that direction open up in the universe.
Mm.
The decision itself, just
making the choice itself opens doors, regardless of doing anything.
Exactly. And
that's,
I think,
powerful.
Like a good exercise that is also in the book, and we love to teach in our certification program, because it kind of wakes people up that we have already this inherent power within us. It's not anything we need to learn. It's just a matter of remembering. Now,
Let me just interrupt you real quick. Do you think we make a decision either way, like we decide to be addicted or to be poor or to be unhealthy? But like that's a decision too?
Yeah.
So we're making another decision, making a newer, a better decision or a conscious decision.
Exactly. Everything that's playing and dancing around us, including the people, the relationships that we have, the money amount, is like on some level a belief system that we developed, a choice we made at one point or another.
You know, I agree with that 100%, and that's how I live my life, but I wonder. And we got to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to talk about how you tell people that if they're dealing with something horrible in their lives, like somebody dies or cancer or, you know, things that happen, all the things and realities that happen in our lives. How do you tell people that's their choice and they decided? We got Esra B. Ogut with us. Her book, Money Does Grow on Trees, more with Esra Ogut on The Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Esra Ogud. Her book is Money Does Grow on Trees. So I want to talk. I want to dive into the book here in a second, but just real quickly. I know you deal with folks, you know, regular people, and you're a life coach. And how do you address this idea of it's all an inside job, and our reality is the end result of what's happening inside, and there's an element of choice that is involved in all of the events of our life. How do you tell people that when they're dealing with the horrible things that can happen in life?
Yeah, well, you don't tell them.
Okay, good answer.
You don't tell them a philosophy. It's about, like, asking them questions where, as they go deeper within, they find out their own setup and kind of go like, huh? You know,
oh, wow.
Otherwise, yeah, you don't tell them. I mean, it's like you can't say that. You know, I remember when people told me, well, you know, it's your choice that you're having a horrible time with money. I felt like hitting them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, so you don't tell them. You let them discover it for themselves. Or you point them.
Otherwise, it's not powerful. Yeah. It's not. Even when you know the answer, when you give the answer to another person from the outside, it's not powerful at all. But if they discover it within, they get extremely empowered.
Right, and that idea of power is really important as well, because a powerful person is, even if it's true, whether it's true or not, is almost irrelevant. It's where your power comes from. Whether that's a true fact or not, you don't have control over the outside, but you do have control over the inside. So it's moot in the sense whether it's actually true. The fact is that's where your point of control is, your locus of control is from the inside. So the book Money. Yeah, go ahead.
And it's interesting. It's interesting because when something deeply shifts within, the reality we're experiencing all in parallel to that shifts as well. All of a sudden, maybe our father, where we're used to him like behaving in a certain way, can all of a sudden seem as if he died and somebody else is like embodying him. He's acting so differently. Well, because everything outside is a reflection of what's going on inside.
Yeah, and you can experience it for yourself just by changing your mood when you're talking to your husband or wife or somebody in your life. Just by changing your mood, that person will change too. And when you can play with it. You can be a jerk and that person will change, and you can be a sweetheart and this person will change another way. And you can just watch it happen. I mean, it seems self-evident, really, when you do it that way. So the book, Money Does Grow on Trees. Money is such an important subject. For most people, it is the most important subject. So first of all, what does that mean, money does grow on trees?
Well, basically that the resources are not limited like we're taught to believe. Because we see money as just the materialized version of the energy all around. Abundance, when we look at nature, is all around. Oxygen, when we breathe, is all around. And actually, money is different. But because of how we've been conditioned or choices we've made around money, perhaps from seeing bad examples of it, is what creates the limitation from it, you know, flowing freely to us, because I've experienced this. One big thing I woke up to when I was being coached by my mentor was I remembered the first moment I made a choice as a seven-year-old about money. And I'm not going to, you know, explain it long, but basically I decided, oh, you know, one either follows the path of love or the path of money, as if like the two have to be separated. Mm. And I decided as a seven-year-old to align with love. And I very remembered later on clearly looking at the mirror and saying, I will always say no to money. But then I didn't.
You literally said that as a kid? You literally said those words? Oh, wow.
I did.
How did that work out for you?
Well, it worked out perfectly because that's exactly what happened.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And woke up to this. I mean, I always followed jobs that I loved. I was good at it. I was successful, but somehow people, you know, wouldn't be able to pay me. Supposedly from outside reasons, like, oh, but, you know, you don't have a green card, or, oh, well, our money just ran out. But see, it's my setup, and the world plays with me according to my setup. And when I realized, oh, my God, this seven-year-old version of me that made this decision is managing my money life. This is crazy. Mm. No, love can dance together. And I allowed myself, and I got out of that limited belief system that I set myself up to experience extremely successfully up until 35. Then my whole life changed.
Wow.
And it started to become slow.
Yeah. So how does this differ from, like, the law of attraction?
Well, it doesn't, kind of, because the law of attraction is also these unconscious belief systems that we have that we, you know, it's not really, I don't want to say unconscious as if it's something super hard to find, but, you know, we don't keep all our decisions in our mind in focus all the time. So they go into, like, this kind of a library. So in that library, as long as those belief systems are active, we're experiencing life in accordance with the belief systems that we have.
Mm.
So I would always attract people who somehow couldn't pay me for the that reason.
Uh-huh.
Because my decision is love and money don't go together. So I had to give myself the experience where I either do jobs I'm hating to pay rent, or whenever I follow something I love, I don't have money.
Now, when you talk about beliefs and these statements that you make, are you referring to thinking, or are you referring to feeling, or are you referring to both?
I'm referring to both. I'm talking about the conclusions that we arrive at as we're experiencing life pretty early on. And then you can think of it like a program going into the computer. Mm. And then that belief system by itself allows us to, through that focus, allows us to feel certain things. For example, since money and love don't go together, let me ask you, since that was my program I set myself up to, how do you think, what kind of men do you think I would choose?
Well, you'd choose men who are broke but loving.
Exactly. All my boyfriends are broke. See, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, because your life was broke but loving. You probably had lots of love everywhere, but you didn't have money. Because that's what your belief was. So let's talk practicality. We only have a couple minutes here. Somebody has having money problems, okay? First thing they got to do.
First thing they got to do is to discover this. What is my gain benefit from experiencing a money problem?
My payoff.
What is the payoff of experiencing the problem? And to understand this, we're such powerful beings. We're kind of the universe individualized, the amount of power we have is insane by default.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're experiencing something we don't like, and this could be money problems or, I don't know, a horrible relationship or whatever it might be, to just kind of get out of the, oh, my God, this is happening to me, or feeling awful about it, and ask the question, if I were to suppose this is my setup, what is my benefit in experiencing the problem?
Now, that would be deep for most people, because if they knew what the benefit was obvious, they'd probably change it. So you're talking about probably going deep into conditioning. How do you access that?
Well, by asking the people questions. And one good way to do it is, for example, for people experiencing money problems, one good exercise, and they may catch it or not in the first round, is to, like, kind of visualize, not in order to get it, but, like, visualize in exaggeration supposedly what they want. This could be health. This could be, you know, having a lot of prosperity. And while they're exaggeratedly visualizing, seeing, watching that movie on a daily basis, you know, oh, what would it be like on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, and catching what it is they don't like.
About the vision. About the vision that they're having.
Because that's why they're not manifesting.
Ah, why they feel uncomfortable. So they'll visualize something exaggerated that's great that they supposedly want, but they'll feel like some kind of ambivalence there.
Exactly. Not ambivalence, mostly disgust.
Oh, well, that's interesting. They'll actually feel disgust about their beautiful vision?
Yep. Because that's exactly what's seeing them, that there's a part of them, there's that belief system inside, that is exactly the part that's rejecting the so-called thing that they want. If there wasn't that, then it would already manifest.
Well, that's powerful. So when they picture what they supposedly want, they'll actually feel repulsion and disgust.
Well, you know, something close to it.
But there's something big that's blocking it, something that's unpleasant. And then you try to identify what the cause of that is?
Here, let me give you an example. For example, with one client that was experiencing a lot of limitation and prosperity, I got her to close her eyes and to really kind of exaggerate a prosperous life. And, you know, I said, so what do you see? She's like, oh, wow, it's great. But you know what? Because of so much money, I end up losing it. I go crazy.
The fear of loss. Hey, I wish we had more time. We're just out of time, though. When is the book coming out, Esther?
Well, it is already out and available on Amazon for pre-order, Ben.
Okay, great. Amazon.com, pre-order, Money Does Grow on Trees, The Myths We Create and Live By, Esra B. Ogu. Thank you so much, Esra, for being on The Bright Side. Would you hang on to the phone? I want to talk to you real quick when we're done. Just hang on. Thank you for being on The Bright Side. Esra B. Ogut, Bungu Oglu Ogut, Money Does Grow on Trees is the book. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.